We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. It is that time. I said it is that time, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready, get ready, get ready. She is here. Carla Farrell with what? Reality update.
Coming in hot.
He let you have it today. Thank you, nephew. Thank you, Shirley. All right, here we go. Let's start off with some rumors about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. There's a rumor out there that Cynthia Bailey and Kenya Moore are not returning to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Now, Portia and Candy will be back, but they're saying that they are going to cast younger new cast members. That's a rumor. We don't know if that's true. And no word yet, Junior. I'm not sure if the OGs like your girl Sheree and Phaedra are coming back. We don't know yet. Right. We don't know yet.
I just had a Sheree fan. Cynthia Bailey and her husband Mike on my show yesterday.
Did they spill any tea, Steve?
They were talking about a lot of stuff, but it wasn't about whether she'd come back on the show.
Man, well, that's a rumor. We don't know if it's true, so we will see. Waiting on the new season for the Real Housewives of Atlanta this fall. All right, Real Housewives of Potomac. Candace is having issues with her husband, Chris, being her manager. You know, she's a singer and an actress, so it's causing some tension. It's causing some tension, I should say, in their marriage, so they're trying to work that out. The new housewife, new cast member, Mia, she hosted a goddess luncheon. She wanted to do something positive for the women, get them all together. And she asked them to go around the table at this luncheon to say, you know, something nice about each person, each lady. And it was awkward.
It was hard.
This went wrong.
Hard to say something nice about somebody you hate.
Yes, Steve. It was a struggle. But at the end of it, the ladies, you know, they tried to compliment each other and say positive things. And then Giselle wanted Karen to apologize to her. Karen wanted Giselle to apologize to her. You know, they've been beefing the entire season. But Giselle has apologized in her defense to Karen a lot in past seasons. So Giselle told Karen that she wanted her to apologize to her for the things that Karen said about Giselle's ex, Jamal Bryant. Giselle said that those things were hurtful to her daughters and to her children. And so Karen did apologize for that, saying she didn't want her daughters and her children to be upset. So they kind of squashed their beef, and then Ashley asked them to hug it out, and they said, don't push it. So there you go. So that's Real Housewives of Potomac. And then finally, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I've been on the road watching these Real Housewives shows. Salt Lake City, well, it happened, honey. You know, they were taping. It was the new season. They were going on a girls' trip to Vail, Colorado. And then Jen, she gets this call from her husband. I guess he was warning her that the police were about to show up on location where they were at the party bus. Well, Jen gets off the bus, takes her microphone off, gets off the bus, get into the car. The police show up at the party bus asking for her, looking for her. Now, she has been charged with wire fraud, money laundering, and this huge telemarketing scheme that has been going on for over 10 years with her company, her assistant. He was arrested. So the question, the housewives of Salt Lake City, they want to know who tipped off the police and let them know where Jen was going to be at that exact moment while they were taping. I mean, they came right to the location. Well, Carla, they came right to the bus. What?
I ain't a detective, but I got a clue. It was a housewife.
Yeah. For $500, you'll take a housewife for $500. I'm with you, Junior. Now, Meredith, you're brilliant. Meredith, the housewife, she can't stand Jen. So probably, I don't know. I'm thinking it might have been Meredith that tipped off the feds because she wasn't there. Dun, dun, dun. I'll keep watching. I'll let you know. Hit me up at Lips by Carla on the gram. and Twitter, and we'll talk more about reality updates.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.